This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to me. Got a hold of me. I opened up a little old lady. I helped the blind to see. I got no friends, but they read the papers. They can't be seen.
The amazing eclipse with Gavin Wentz yesterday. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour just to talk about how amazing it was and how it's seen by different folks as a different portend or omen. And we're also going to be opening the phones up. If you just joined me, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to be playing clips of Trump's speech last night on the situation in Afghanistan. And during the speech, I said, knowing Trump and knowing his background, I hope that this is him understanding you can't just announce an evacuation and then turn over all the infrastructure to Al-Qaeda, ISIS. They'll know you're pulling out, and during the transition, they will attack. So what you do is you announce a buildup. You do go in and build up, turn the military loose to just kill and destroy, seek and destroy, search and clear all of the Al-Qaeda ISIS forces. And then once they've all been wiped out, a lot of them are on CIA payroll, I mean, you know, old payroll from Obama. Once they've been dealt with, once they've been taken out, then you can go in and make the business deals with the different tribal chiefs. That's how it is. You cannot democratize Afghanistan because they'll kill you, because they're always at war with each other, because there isn't a Afghanistan. There's a bunch of Pashtun, Akani network tribalists that are also half the population of Pakistan, and Pakistan can't control them either. You try to, they kill you. So it's their country. It's been their country for thousands of years. All they know is people always try to invade and take it from them from all different sides, north, south, east, and west, and all they know is they kill you. But if we come to them and say we're liberating you from an oppressive central government, it took a couple hundred U.S. Special Forces 6 months to completely kick the Taliban out of Afghanistan in 2001, early 2002. The problem is we had to, quote, you know, make a deal to basically not, quote, stay. Well, then when we did stay, then all the tribes started fighting again, and they started allying themselves with ISIS and Al-Qaeda again in an attempt to kick us out. And then that's why you've got the ongoing bombings and killings and people getting shot and their arms and legs blown off and the trillions of dollars we've spent. And that's the big boondoggle. The big banks didn't want a good policy for U.S. sovereignty. They didn't want to make business deals and go in there and actually have infrastructure and have to pay the locals. They'd rather go in and just have trillions of dollars spent on a failed war that saps American money, power, and treasure and allows China to continue its globalist economic expansion, where they're taking over the world through economic operations, and Trump sees that and says, no, we're going to beat you, China, economically. We built you, we put Mao in, we set your country up, we let you have our markets, and you screwed us over for it, and now we're taking that back from you, so get ready. We're going to hit you with military containment, and we're going to hit you with economic growth and expansion, and all your one-sided deals are over. And we're going to go in and build up India. And if Pakistan wants to play ball, we'll work with them. If they don't, we're going to hit them with economic development in Afghanistan and in India and cut you off in another pincer operation. You want to know the whole plan? Here it is. I don't need to talk to Trump to know it. I said, well, that's what it probably is last night when I was watching, but I wasn't sure. Then I made phone calls, and that is currently the plan. The big question is, can Trump execute it? or will they try to sidetrack it? They failed so far in a big test in Syria. They tried to expand the war, take out Assad, and Trump has said no. Can Trump contain the generals? Can he control McMaster?
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Operate as one team with one shared mission and one shared sense of purpose. They transcend every line of race, ethnicity, creed, and color to serve together and sacrifice together in absolutely perfect cohesion. That is because all service members are brothers and sisters. They are all part of the same family. It's called the American family. They take the same oath, fight for the same flag, and live according to the same law.
But despite all these speeches he's always given, the NAACP awards, he got 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Despite all of that, despite other things I'm not going to say on air, they still continue to call the president a racist. Because it's all they've got. And once they get away with lying, and once you can have Tom Brokaw say he's a racist, or Tom Brokaw say Alex Jones is a racist, the sky's the limit. And so they have no qualms, they have no standards, they have no governors, they have nothing now. They are fully committed to outdoing each other in the controlled corporate media to destroy the president. It's quite a spectacle. So every day I have the clips with CNN, MSNBC, legitimizing violence. I've got MSNBC legitimizing an end to the First Amendment, saying it's bad, it's racist. See, once you can say everything's racist, you can ban everything. Arizona Congressman, President Trump's clearly racist and just an abject liar. MSNBC test card describes President Trump as the trash man. And this is what I've noticed over and over again before I play these clips. Every time they attack us and we really pull back and look at their attack, whatever they've just done, we're going to play some of this video in a moment, whatever they've just done ends up backfiring on them. It's incredible. It's like BuzzFeed went, the same folks that made up the PP dossier on Trump, they're getting sued over that. They admit it's a fraud now. They went and had a bunch of our products tested by a top California lab, because California has the strongest state laws in the world, where there's more lead in the air or in an apple than you can have in products there and say it's California level. So we send our stuff to the top California labs already to be tested to California standards. But we use big firms that manufacture our supplements already that are already tested. But we go further and test it again, even though we're not required to, because we want to have those tests and just double down. So we're out of things sometimes. It takes months sometimes to get things tested. Or that an ingredient we got doesn't pass California standards, and we got to then send it back and try to get something that does. Most people don't do that. And it just shows how it blew up in their face when they went, okay, there's nothing in it, it's totally clean. But it's overpriced. Look at this B12. This is the best in the country, the lab says, and it's $35. Theirs is $17. They didn't even know that the B12 company they picked as all over the country, known to be the best, we went and private labeled with them. I'm not even doing a plug right now. I'm just showing how this backfires on them. So here it is. It hit me. They're calling him the trash man. On the slate of the video, for those who don't know how broadcast TV works, when you have a clip, they'll put a rainbow color card at the front and at the back, and that way folks picking up the feed or picking up the clip from other networks, other affiliates, they've got a scope that can look at that color bar, and they can dial the scope off the colors they're sending out. That shows you what color scheme they're broadcasting. So you can then match up your colors with theirs, or change it if you want to. And you put the name of the clip or the subject file, like in the NFL, it'd be post-game highlights, or it'd be year highlights, or it'd be coming up. You have names of files. We have them here. We have the same stuff here. Even though we don't send clips out to a bunch of networks, still that's just how clips work. We can punch up the whole rainbow screen, you know, behind you right now if you'd like. NBC used to use a peacock and had all the colors, and people would dial to that. But they're calling him the trash man. But what's the trash man do? They think that's an insult. Well, who is a trash man? He's a hard-working person in sanitation that goes out, does a rough job with dogs attacking you and driving around with cars everywhere and hanging off that vehicle. That's a manly job. And getting there and taking people's trash and throwing it in a big truck and smashing it and driving to the landfill. That's a very honorable job. I think of a trash man as a very honorable, hard-working job. But see, I'm not an elitist like the folks at MSNBC. To them, the trash man's the lowest thing. He takes out their garbage. He is a garbage man. He's covered in garbage. He's dirty. He's down in the goblin's nest. What's Trash Man do? Trash Man takes out the trash. So even their own attacks, out of their own demonic mouths comes the truth. Out of the mouths of little babes. You're the Trash Man! They're literally Oscar the Grouch popped up out of the trash. Your kids belong to me. Use the words I say. You're all racist. Ah, screw you. They're like dirty, hateful, degenerate heroin head comics or something on CNN, MSNBC. I mean, they're just so reprobate, so nihilistic, so desperate, so unhappy, so annihilated that misery loves company. They're like, ah, the Trash Man. Go to Trash Man Ben. Yeah, the Trash Man said more stuff today. And then you hear what he said. Bring people together. Build the economy. Appreciate hardworking, you know, teachers and firefighters and police and farmers and our military. And let's all have honor again. And let's come together. And he's getting the economy going. And they're like, ah, shut up, you Trash Man racist. Meanwhile, it's like a little evil, satanic Oscar the Grouch on PCP popped up in the trash can. Have you noticed, trash can man, that you're being taken to the trash by the Trash Man? So I love it. We now have Trump's new name. He's the Trash Man. Here comes the Trash Man. He's up there early every morning. He's working late in the night. He's going into all the dangerous places and all the nice places. He's going to every town, every house, but he's not like Santa Claus that doesn't exist, who supposedly brings you free stuff. That's a Democratic Party. He really is a Trash Man. He shows up, he pulls up that big stinking trash can full of baby diapers and rotten food and all the rest of the crud, and he gets in there and he walks over and he dumps that right in there for you. And the glass and the dangerous stuff, all the things that are in there, he gets his hands dirty to clean up the garbage, to clean up the crap off the sidewalk. And they call him the Trash Man. I think that's his name. Donald Trump's the Trash Man. Showing up in a nice suit, right and early, clicking his heels, saying, I'm ready to take that trash out for you. And you know what? He's been taking the trash out. Destroying ISIS that Obama turned loose around the world, that Hillary funded, deporting record numbers of felons and criminals doing just what he said he did. They're not deporting little kids and people like that unless they don't even have parents here. They're going after the criminals. 69% reduction in illegals coming across the first 6 months. You're like, that's racist. Really, Mexico will torture you if they catch you there illegally. They'll take all the money out of your wallet. But it's okay that Mexico does it. Oh, some people have been deported up to 40 times, rapists, serial killers, and Trump's doing his job. We're a country. We have borders. We're open. We want you to come here, but not if you're a criminal, not if you're a felon. And you know what? If you got leprosy, if you're going to come here, we're at least going to know you got leprosy and send you to a clinic. Under Obama, they let people in with leprosy and TB and everything else and didn't even treat them. When the Border Patrol, the people came wanting medical help, saying, I have leprosy. I have leprosy. Sometimes they were getting a leprosy case every day on the Texas border. I was told this by medical people, health department people. Said, I used to think you were crazy, Alex. We're getting leprosy cases and told to be quiet about them. We've got whole wards of drug-resistant TB, leprosy, plague. You know they still got plague down in Guatemala. People coming out of Venezuela didn't used to have the plague. Used to be as rich as we were. They got plague down there. Because the sewage is running in the streets. Because the trash men don't come anymore. Just like Seattle. I was like, that's not dog crap on the ground. There was homeless feces all over the place. And I should have taken our cameras and shown it, but I couldn't even do it. Well, there'd be like a homeless guy splayed out with urine all over the ground and piles of crap, and nobody cares. Cops driving by, and it wasn't that I was some angel. I couldn't help it. Even though they're total drug addicts, I just couldn't help but give them money or take homeless in and say, do you want a sandwich? You want some food? And it was like a night. And then while I'm buying them sandwiches, I got people going, F you, Alex Jones, F you. They don't want to help those homeless. They just want to see homeless so they feel better than them. Because they look all homeless and whacked out, too. That's what it is. They need to give the liberal underclass somebody to look down on. That's why they've got all the homeless there. They don't take care of them. I started figuring it all out. It's just like, man, these people are sick. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with a lot. I've got some key intel straight ahead. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Pretender, one of us, say, I will never surrender. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, MSNBC's pool camera that was playing clips of President Trump was named Trash Man. And they're saying, no, we don't really call him the trash man. We'd never call him anything bad. We just call him a Nazi with no evidence, a white supremacist, mentally ill, a liar, a criminal. No, we'd never call him the trash man. But you know, whether they are really calling him the trash man or not, I think it's a nickname we ought to have that's endearing to the president. Because what's the trash man do? He takes out the trash that is mainstream media, corporate whore media, with the prostitutes and people like Mr. Maddow. And Ben Garrison, for the last 2 years, keeps likening Trump to the trash man. I was like, where have I heard of that before? The racist president's evil, says the trash can. You got Trump and they're sweeping up all the little Podesta people, all the little ISIS folks, Obamacare, the fake news, the open borders, NAFTA, the corrupt media, globalism, all of it. All of it's either been defeated or being defeated. And the swamp is striking back with a grand jury. Out of the swamp, district of criminals, but they can't even get an indictment. So now they move on. They move on to he's KKK. Go away. When their own Democratic Party created the KKK, and they're removing all these statues of famous Democrats. But see, I'm cursed with actually being informed. I'm cursed with actually knowing what I'm talking about 15 years ago, telling you Google was listening to you over the Droid phones when they were first coming out. And now it's in mainstream news today. Paper, Google secretly recording you through your mobile. All confirmed. Oh my gosh. Isn't it amazing? Turns out what you're saying is valuable to those AI algorithms. Think about that. What if I put a microphone in your house to, quote, see what you wanted to buy from me so I knew who you were and all your secrets? And they've got computers collating it. No wonder Amazon, run by the CIA, 2 years ago announced it knows what you're going to order online when you're a Prime member, meaning you order enough before you even order it with 99%+ probability. So they already have the product a day before packaged. And you're like, how does it know that? I didn't know that. Because you are subconscious most of the time. And your conscious can only focus on a tiny bit of your consciousness. But the computer is sitting there logging it all. It knows you better than your mama, your daddy, your greedy, greedy granny that go beep, beep, beep down the Sesame Street. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough to keep them from getting all your data. But it's okay because Bezos is liberal. Oh, hi, I'm Bezos. Oh, hi, Apple has slave factories. Oh, but it's all right. We're liberal. Hey, cool, yo. Share a party, serves up, dude. Yeah. Oh, we're all real cool guys. Total psychopaths. They're just sitting back going, how fast can we just kill all these people? The Earth's going to be so nice when I can go thousands of square miles out. Look at one of these subhumans. But we're getting rid of their families. We're getting after the strongest ones right now that we can't hire. Shutting them down, and we'll have full control soon. As if someone with that type of uncool attitude will ever be given the real next level by God. You people are stupid. You're so blind, you think you're willing to exercise pure evil, and so you somehow are going to transcend us. When you haven't transcended us, you've sunk all the way to the bottom. And you're looking into the fishbowl going, look at those people. They're in hell because you're already so cold and so devoid of God and so disconnected from reality that you don't even know what you've done. Do you know what you've done? You're guilty of attacking yourself. But cancer isn't conscious, is it? It believes, if it had a consciousness, that it is transcended. It transcends the bounds of its world. It's a god. It can do whatever it wants until the host is killed. The globalists are not symbiotic colony organisms. The globalists are cancer. A demonic, twisted, failed mutation in space, in time, a color. No color in a black hole. There's not even blackness. It's just dead silence, dead space. But an oozing, oil slick kind of streams out behind there. It's a color, they all see it. It's like a rainbow, but not the rainbow. It's like slime. A smell. A stench. The smell of failure. And the god of failure. The god of cancer. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
If we want to transcend the globalists, we've got to realize we're in a big, giant universe. And these people want to create their own little paradigm, their own little false reality, and trick us to enter it. Like that famous photo Drudge tweeted out of Zuckerberg walking bipedally while all his employees are wearing the VR goggles. I want to play an intro piece that we cut out of a piece that Millie and Gavin Wentz put together with 2001 Space Odyssey. And I saw this yesterday, the report before we aired it, a special live transmission we did covering Trump's Afghanistan speech. And I said, that looks so good. I said, what graphics package did we buy that out of? And they go, no. Gavin Wentz shot that of the eclipse, and I went, boy, I sure wish I'd have gone outside for that, because I've seen a few eclipses. They were nothing like this, but the way he shot it, I guess it was a really good spot where he shot it for the middle of the country. It looks like something out of a movie, and then he added InfoWars.com into it, and it just lets you know what a magic, incredible universe we live in. So we're going to go in a moment to the last 5 minutes of a great report they filed yesterday. But I want to play that little intro piece with 2001 Space Odyssey music on the front of it. Here it is. Again, for radio, it's not as powerful, but the song is always powerful. Look at that. Actually shot this. Look at the mass scale of the universe. I love it. Woo! And it just gets better. The globalists are just here to test us for the next level. And the challenge is going to get more intense after that. So good job to Gavin and Millie. They're so good in the field. They're great here. I just wish we could find more reporters like them. I'd hire 10 new reporters. The problem is just going through all the resumes and the people and the rest of it. There's so many great folks, but we all see the funding to do it, but it is amazing. Now, coming up, we're going to actually show you the raw footage of it and narrate here on air. But the name of the video, it's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. The name of it, we'll pull it up on screen, is that it brings people together. Total eclipse of the sun brings humanity together. And I think it really does, because we all look at the same moon. We all look at the same sun. Our ancestors looked at it. We've had the shared experiences. We're the humans. And the globalists believe they're breaking away from humans, that they want to control the environment to such an incredible level that they're going to change who they are because they believe they're ugly and fallen. Well, that's because they're spiritually ugly and fallen. If they had a connection to God, they would realize that they don't need to exterminate everybody and merge with machines to be somebody. They don't have to run everybody else's life and control everybody and surveil everybody to be somebody. They could be somebody by actually being honorable and good and opening up that channel to the divine, to God. But they don't want that. And meanwhile, they've got the Antifa, the Bikers for Trump, and other groups planning to protest Trump's Phoenix rally. But look at that deceptive headline. Antifa's Bikers for Trump and other groups planning to protest Trump's Phoenix rally. Well, Bikers for Trump aren't protesting Trump. Look at that Phoenix headline. Phoenix Times headline. Who writes these? It's like, Trump's doing a campaign stop, and everybody wishes he wouldn't come. How dare the president even come? And anybody in the military that likes him, they need to have their security clearance taken. Yeah, did you hear Jack Posobiec in Naval Intelligence? President likes him. Yeah, he's lost his security clearance. You can't have a security clearance like the president. It's just a huge no-platforming, shaming thing, like we're all a bunch of cowards. And like a bunch of leftists defecating on the side of the street are going to point at us and just, we're going to call you racist if you don't bow down to us. And I'm like, listen, schmuck, you're not even part of the elite. The average liberal is like one step away from being homeless. And they walk around no matter how intellectual they are, and they only want a bunch of homeless around so they can look down on. They love misery. And then they want to point everybody else and just shout a bunch of lies. We want a million in a moment, but let me get to this clip as I said I was. MSNBC test card describes President Trump as the trash man. But notice how that backfires. Yeah, he's taking the trash out. Arizona Congressman, President Trump is clearly racist and just an abject liar. Where's the racist quote? He didn't decry the KKK. Yeah, he did, you liar! He said the Antifa is a bunch of trash too, because they are! Now, talk about the Muslims killing everybody. Oh, that's not even in the news a day after they kill, 15 people and run over 200 and another 7 stabbings here and 5 stabbings here and 3 stabbings here. Just all over Europe. Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Ah! 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 No Nowhere does it say Muslims are responsible. Most headlines don't even say terrorism. It just says car attacks, knife attacks. Right next to it, USA Today, New York Times. Vicious car attack leaves, you know, 13 dead. It was later 15. Read the whole article about Muslims. Right next to it, America turns against right wing after their violence in Charlottesville. Every gun owner is responsible for any gun crime. Every gun owner is responsible for Charlottesville. You killed that girl! You have guilt! The anointed ones, the great intellectuals, they said it! And you are going to go along, and you're racist too, and you're mentally ill, and the president's mentally ill. Doesn't matter, all the statistics, all the university studies show liberals are 9 times more likely to be mentally ill, 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely not to give to charity. And depending on the study, many, many times to have less hygiene. They're dirty, lazy, lying, cheating, stealing frauds. And then they go and they bully other well-meaning people to go, I guess I'm a liberal. I guess I'm a progressive because I'm sure not the evil blue blood Republicans. And I'm like, of course you're not. Neither am I. I am a real progressive. I want to progress science. I want more of my paycheck. I want more self-defense. I want more technology. I want more life. And I want it to serve me and my family and you. And I want us to have a great time into the future with incredible adventure. But they don't want that. They want to run your life. The new feminist magazines, I already always told you they said this privately. They're like, we kill babies as a kind of ritual for our freedom. It's a sacrament. Kill your baby. Oh, because it freaks out the Christians. Say it's for Satan. We don't really mean that. Even though we're at night, we got kids we kidnapped. You liberal. Give us control now. That's for spirit. Pull up that photo I tweeted out last week. Are Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary? It's in the photo. I mean, that's a real photo of them at a campaign. And Hillary's like, ah, and Schultz is all, ah, just robbing and stealing everything, putting horrible, hardcore, radical Muslims in charge, just blow up churches, enslave the women, put women in slavery, sell them onto slave ships. They take little girls, 100 men, rape them till they die. And they're just like, you say something to liberal, they go, screw you, we're going to get you soon. Of course we're doing that. Ah, the Muslims, we're allied with them. You'll never stop them. You'll never stop us. I actually had this top Pentagon globalist guy, what was his name? Thomas Barnett. John Harmon heard it during a break. Years ago, he was coming on. He calls for world government, says our military works for global government, kind of trying to mainline the whole deal. And he thought I was Alex S. Jones of the Shorenstein Center. Because that guy had a syndicated radio show. His family used to own the New York Times. And he goes, excuse me, this is the Alex Jones of InfoWars? He goes, I'm not talking to him. And I'm sitting there, and I go, Harmon, let me talk to him. So he patches the call through. I go, listen, defend your ideas. Just come on. He goes, you listen here. You're never going to win. We're going to defeat you. I mean, his voice was like, you listen. He went over to me like, nope, not doing it. I said, listen, we're going to defeat you. He goes, you'll never defeat us. I was like, whoa, Harmon heard it. He's like, that's right. Because they just dial into this evil, and it's a spirit. They're just like, and the reason I'm illustrating this is because that's who you're facing. They don't want prosperity. They want to screw you over. So let's play this clip and go to Millie. Arizona Congressman President Trump is clearly racist and just an abject liar. No! Representative Ruben Galago, you lie. Here it is.
And to call the President of the United States a racist is a big statement. Yeah, I kind of realize that, and that's why I'm saying it, and it's sad that I have to say it. But look, you have to look at other aspects of this. One, his Muslim ban. Where did that come from? Obviously, that was a campaign rally,
constitutional
but, statement that he tried to turn
seven
into policy.
Seven failed countries.
And
the imams give out the deals.
Is actually executing that. Again, it's unfortunate we have to say it, but at some point, if somebody has been acting the same way since the 1970s, particularly using racial animus for whether political gain, whatever gain, it is what it is. And the press may not want to admit it. Other publishers may
getting NAACP awards.
But this is who the president is, and we have to either vote him out or we have to figure out how to pen him in.
He says, these are his own words, he's the least racist person you've ever met.
He says a lot of things, but look, one, we have to also admit that he's just an abject liar.
Why don't you hit pause?
You know, no one's.
They never show where he says the racist stuff, just like with me, or it's always in print, edited together words. Continue.
That they're a racist, but the man is. Like, you know, I apologize to the American public, but we elected a racist as president. He's irresponsible with his words. You know, I'm sure in his heart he doesn't think he is. But look back since the 1970s, and this is what you have.
This is the guy up on high using the magic word racist. No proof, no nothing. He's the liar using race, so that guy's the racist. The racist pig is Representative Ruben Gallego. He's a racist pig, little wimpy pig up there, you know, trying to get us all fighting with each other. What a joke. Let's bring Millie Weaver in, just on the general hysteria, being there at Charlottesville a week and a half ago. Everything you witnessed, the ugliness of the globalists, their lies, and now those seeing the beauty of that total eclipse of the sun.
Well, we've seen all this division in the country right now, and a lot of it's being perpetuated by the mainstream media and some of these deep state operatives that are trying to create the environment for civil unrest in the country to blame it on President Trump. But I'll tell you what, a lot of people all drove out from all around the United States to come and see the eclipse. And so there were people from different areas and even the East Coast down there in Spring City, Tennessee, a little tiny town. And so it's interesting and really cool to see everyone come together just in peace and harmony to witness a miraculous event and to actually see this eclipse. Now, I will say this, seeing the eclipse on camera is completely different from seeing it in person. I was expecting to see something similar to what you see on film. But the problem is typically in order to film the eclipse, you have to have filters over your camera because it's so bright and it'll blow out the lens. But when you actually see it in real life, it's like the difference between seeing black and white television from the 60s versus seeing it now in HD with full color and everything. It was amazing. It was absolutely beautiful and profound. So I'm just really, I feel really blessed to have been able to go there and see it. And if you actually look at our footage, it's pretty bizarre, but when the eclipse actually bursts into the screen, you can see a little bird, or I think it's a dove, flying across over the eclipse. And Gavin actually slowed it down, and you can actually see wings flapping. And what's really interesting about that is the filters on the lenses only show really bright lights. So I'm wondering, how was this bird so bright, you know, it lit up?
I saw that because it almost looks like
on there.
Either a tiny bug or a bird, but it's so small, how would it be picked up? And it like flies, it spins up.
Yeah.
Like it's warping off into the eclipse.
Yeah, so that was pretty interesting to see. And it was a very amazing thing to see, very spiritual experience. And I'm just so happy. I hope that maybe the nation can try to come together after, you know, all coming together like they did during the eclipse, because that was just really nice to see. And, you know, we are seeing this division in the country, but I feel like a lot of the division we're seeing, it's being created and it's being over-exaggerated. Most Americans just want to be united and they want to go about their lives and live normal, happy lives. They don't want this warring and fighting that we're seeing in the country right now.
You guys put together an 11-minute piece. It's on Infowars.com. We're also going to post it on Facebook.com that really shows this beautiful footage. But here's the last 5 minutes of it that even though radio listeners can't see it, we can pick up from your voice the excitement. Here it is.
Well, all in all, it looks like people have come from all over the United States right now along this path that this eclipse is going to take, where we can see the moon come and block out the sun, and we will see this wonderful corona surrounding it. And it's just going to be so amazing to see you guys. This is very exciting. And it just kind of speaks to some of the craziness that we're seeing right now in our country. Because, you know, this path takes a path directly dividing the nation in half, and maybe this is an opportunity for us to all come together as a nation, witness this wonderful, whether it be a biblical event or just an amazing rare solar or celestial event. It's an opportunity for us Americans to come together and witness some of the wonders of this world. So we are nearing total eclipse right now, and some pretty bizarre events are happening. It is starting to get noticeably darker. It looks almost like it's nighttime, and you can hear the bugs have all come out, the crickets have come out, the cicadas have come out, and here it is, guys. We are witnessing the eclipse. You can see right now. Woo! Right now is so unbelievably beautiful right now. I mean, it just looks out of this world. It is so beautiful, and everyone is just looking up mesmerized. It looks like it's nighttime outside. It has drastically gotten cooler. It's just amazing to see. I'm looking at it on video right now, and then I'm looking at it up in the sky, and how beautiful it is in the sky greatly outweighs what you see on the camera. You can't even capture even closely what you're seeing on the camera. So what did you think of the eclipse?
It was one of the most incredible experiences in my life. I drove here all the way from New Jersey, and it was totally worth it. So glad I did it.
It was awesome. The most awesome thing I've ever seen in my life. I've never witnessed one. I'm 51. It's awesome. I missed work for it, and it was well worth every minute.
I'm glad you invited me.
What did you think of it?
I'm speechless. I never seen anything like that either. I hope I'm alive for the next one.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
You can't put it into words. You see solar eclipses on television and pictures and whatnot until you experience one. Personally, it just touches a person. It touches a person.
Doesn't it look so much different than what you see on film?
Yes, totally different. There's nothing to describe seeing it live. You're sitting here and you're watching it. The sun is slowly disappearing, and then it's totally covered. And it's like, it just puts you in awe of the universe. It's awesome. Awesome.
You just look up and think how far the difference is between the size of the sun and the moon and how different the distances are, and they come out from here to be the same size. Now, don't try to tell me that's random chance. That's a creator showing off.
Oh, it was incredible. It's the most spectacular thing I've ever seen. I thought it was beautiful. How about you guys?
What did you think of it?
I want to cry. It was very emotional to see how the sun was coming up. It was great.
It was worth it. And anybody who didn't get to see it, I'm sorry. It was miraculous. And it just was like a spotlight shining down on you. It was wonderful.
It's kind of interesting to look all the way around. And it looked like a sunset or sunrise all the way 360. And also the crickets are all still chirping because they thought it was night for a while.
It was very cool. We also liked how the shadows got very crisp.
It was totally in a lifetime an adventure. Just to see that happen, it was pretty great.
What'd you think of it? Awesome, knowing I'm young and got to see it.
It was awesome.
Was it worth it? Sure was. So what is this here that you're showing?
It's a pair of binoculars that just made a little device so that you can view it through the binoculars on a piece of white paper.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We drove 3 hours from Huntsville.
I'm really glad the globalists returned the sun. I think that Donald Trump helped with those negotiations, and I'm glad we reached a good ending.
Well, all in all, it was a miraculous event. Definitely something that came off as heavenly and out of this world. And I wouldn't miss it to save my life if we have that opportunity again in my lifetime. This is Millie Weaver signing off for InfoWars.com.
I want to make a few points here. Notice those gentlemen at the end showed their historical knowledge to our camera crew when they said, oh, I want to thank the globalists for returning the sun, because I'm sure Donald Trump had something to do with that negotiation. And this is something that happens over and over again throughout history. When people didn't understand science, they would be told by the priesthood that the sun won't come back unless you politically give us control of your lives, give us offerings of food, you name it. And so early on, elites learned to guard knowledge and not give the general public knowledge. So that's one microcosm of all of this. I've got a couple other points I want to make about this eclipse that have touched me personally, but I wanted to get some other views from Millie on this as well.
Well, it was just so bizarre to see the different phenomena that happened. The leaves had weird shadows of the eclipses all over the ground reflecting off the trees. Everything was brighter, like the reflections off of things. The light was so bright it actually hurt your eyes just walking around. The sun was really hot and beating down because it, when the moon was coming into contact with the sun, it like creates like a reflection and it just gets really hot. Everything's really bright. And then when those shadows start coming in, the shadows are really crisp. And then when it gets dark, that you hear the crickets coming out and the bugs come out that come out at nighttime. It looked like there was a sunset 360 around us. So that's kind of how that looked. I was expecting it to get really dark, like pitch black dark. And no, it's actually more like dusk. And basically, it looks completely different from what you see on camera. You're essentially seeing like an X-ray on camera. That's like an X-ray. It's not even... You see the full detail of the moon, like a light bluish grayish moon with the bluish sky behind, you know, dark navy bluish, light blue sky.
So instead of it just being a black circle and a corona around it, it was blue. Yeah. It was more gorgeous. Let me make a few points here, because this is a window, as I say, a Rosetta Stone, a skeleton key into the universe, in that I personally get so focused on fighting the globalists, even though I say we should transcend them by looking at the universe around us, our children, all of God's incredible gifts. I personally was so focused yesterday on fighting the New World Order that I didn't even go outside to see the eclipse myself. I was just here on air, not even covering the eclipse, just wrestling with the New World Order, trying to wake people up instead of going out and having the communal experience of not interfacing with the television and the matrix and the computers and this false creation, but going out communally with all these millions of other fellow humans of every race, color, and creed, all one race, looking at this ancient spectacle together. And I've made this commitment to go see more beautiful things, to spend more time with my family, to more and more compartmentalize, fight the globalist, but then also learn to turn it off and go back to my humanity. So I really dropped the ball, but it's an example of how focused I am. So I'm sad about it, but I'm proud of it. But then also getting into the fact that you did see it in person versus the matrix of seeing it through a lens, through a computer. That's how the matrix in the computer silicon world in VR is a fraud. You don't feel the air, the crickets. You don't feel that intense heat, and then it cool off and get cold, and then it get hot again, or share it with other people, or hear their voices, or smell their pheromones, or have your little boy, that I could hear you had there in the background, looking up and seeing that and experiencing that for yourself. It just shows you how the real world, this dimension, is the real world, not the false ones they've built. What was it like for your son?
He was amazed. He was like, moon, moon, and he was pointing up and smiling, and everyone was just in awe over it. It was beautiful.
Blue That's moon. Right. And there was the mother
yes.
with her child, looking up together into the universe, into the future, but also standing in the present with the past beneath us, all in great unison together, with the little pathetic globalists trying to be God, running around trying to dumb us down so they could be God over a throng of brain-damaged idiots. That's no God.
As most of you already know, I...